The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments. One time in Luke 14, Jesus was at a religious leader's house, and while he's there, he meets a man with dropsy. A modern name for this is edema, a buildup of fluids. Although his hosts were watching him carefully, Jesus heals the man and sends him away. Let's think more about this man's condition. The Mayo Clinic says that two of the most common causes of edema are heart failure and cirrhosis of the liver. With heart failure, you could say that no one's to blame, but with cirrhosis, that's usually the consequence of a drinking problem. So what was the case for this man? Well, according to Jesus, it doesn't matter. But don't we sometimes make distinctions between sins? We sympathize more with those who seem to be hapless victims than those who suffer the consequence of their mistakes. But God makes no distinction. Romans 3 says, "All have sinned and fallen short." Jesus came into the world to be the Savior of all. The result of that for those who believe is a tremendous humility. Later in Luke 14, Jesus comments about where people in the house were sitting. He suggests you take the lower seat because it's better to be promoted than forcibly relocated. The point is that before a holy, almighty God, we all ought to fall down on our face in fear. Yet, this same God loves us and surrenders his right of giving us what we deserve, to the point that he turns his former enemies into children. To that we must fall down and worship. When it comes to your standing before God, it makes no difference to him if your mistakes are few or many, if you've lived a good life or it's been a train wreck. To the humble who acknowledge their sin, Jesus gives the lasting healing of grace and the inheritance of eternal life. Amen. This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon on Sunday at 10:30, Grant Street across from Booth Park, online at blclebanon.org.